We have Alec Abarinos in the studio. Alec, great to have you here.
Thanks, Birgitta. Great to be with you.
I'm looking forward to talking about reasons why health span is important and doing some revision as well. So let's kick it off with why it is so important to have a good health span, the reasons why health span is important. What is that importance, Alec?
Yeah, well, simplistically, my take on it is that you need to be able to live long enough to figure out who you are in Christ. And you can't do that if you are not healthy. And then once you know who you are in Christ, you need to be able to enjoy a life of love and service to the Lord and to others. And both of those, you really do need to have a healthy, strong body. But there's a great verse that I want to start out with in 1 John 4:16, and it says, "And we know and believe the love God cherishes for us. God is love, and he who dwells and continues in love dwells and continues in God, and God dwells and continues in him." So, you know, that's those are the eternal values that we're talking about. And then on a temporal base, we're talking about your health span and looking after and loving yourself so that you can be healthy and strong and lead a victorious, abundant life that we promised.
Alec, it goes basically without saying, if you feel good, then the way that you treat others is going to be good as well. It's when you're not feeling great about yourself, it kind of projects towards other people, and people can see that there's something not great that this person's going through internally. But if you are feeling great about yourself, you're feeling confident about yourself, you instill confidence and greatness in other people also.
Yeah, again, I'll mention that that verse out of the a song that we sang recently at church is, "As I bow before the Lord, I will rise in confidence." And that's what it's all about. We need to know who we are in Christ, and we need to have that confident assurance of who we are, and know that Christ is actually, and the Holy Spirit is actually living within us, and that we are supposed to be the light to the world, and we're supposed to be bringing heaven to earth and glorifying the Lord in all that we do. That's the bigger picture, and knowing that you are unique and that you were uniquely created for a purpose forms the key to actually being able to run that race, your race, and to be able to win it.
The nice thing about this, in a world where you just feel like there's just not much control, you can control your lifespan.
Yeah.
You can control the quality, rather, of your lifespan.
Yeah, so, I mean, at the moment, the vast majority of the population are suffering from some sort of lifestyle disease. And it's called a lifestyle disease because it's self-inflicted through bad and choices that we make on a daily basis. So you can direct that change by making those changes in your life on a daily basis.
And your purpose also is to know that God resides in you. Just like you said in that opening scripture, let me go have a look at that scripture again in 1 John 4:16. For the listener that has just tuned in now and they've missed the scripture, it says in the New International Version, "And so we know and rely on the love God has for us. God is love. Whoever lives in love lives in God and God in them." And that is really such a crux as well, because our life should be filled with love.
Yeah. There's that saying that if you squeeze a lemon, you get lemon juice. When life gives you a squeeze, it's supposed to be love that comes out.
Exactly.
In order to be there, we need to, I'll jump all the way to the verse in Corinthians where it says, "Be alert and on guard. Stand firm in your faith. Act like men and be courageous. Grow in strength. Let everything you do be done in love." Exactly. So being courageous and being strong speaks to the being meek, which is, you know, bridled strength. So you can't be meek if you are weak. You need to be strong in order to bridle strength. And, you know, if we go through from a revision and we look at things that we've spoken about in the past, one point there is the need for muscle mass, and that is through strength training and lifting weights and heavy objects. And muscle mass is absolutely key and crucial to the functioning of your immune system, and people don't realize that. So, you know, the vast majority of the population are overweight, followed by people who are frail, and only after that people who are fit and healthy. So, you know, we've all got room for improvement, and you're not competing against others. You're trying to improve on where you were at yesterday.
And also, what part of the revision is the fact that there is a domino effect. You've just explained it in a very short way. If you have an increase in your muscle strength training, it has a domino effect in your immunity.
Yeah.
So on and so forth it goes.
Yeah. So basically you know that there's a series of things that you could be doing that will improve your health, your nutrition, your strength, etc. And the trick with the domino effect is to find that one small, simple step that you can take, which starts leading you down the path of improving and making bigger and bigger adaptations and changes to your habits and your health. So what is that one thing that you can do? Can you cut sugar? Can you start going for a walk? What is it that you can find to do that is simple enough that you can actually act on it and do it, and then that will help you to start becoming victorious and overcoming and improving your health span.
So it could be a matter of increasing frequency. It could be a matter of increasing intensity. But what we have revised, we're going to do a revision on and have spoken about in the past, is also learning a new skill to keep it interesting.
Yeah.
And as you get stronger, be it through intensity or frequency in your exercise, you can adapt and make the skill that you're working on now even more new skillful.
Yeah, so you're touching on one of the biggest threats, and that is boredom. So your failure is brought about by boredom. So if you are doing the same thing and it isn't a challenge and it isn't something that you're looking forward to and you get bored, then you're going to stop doing it. So it's very important that we continue to experiment and challenge ourselves and push our boundaries and expand our mind and our thinking on anything, whether it's health and wellness related or any other matter for that matter. It's just to, you know, you have to have that growth mindset and push the limits.
In practical terms, if you're a runner or you're a cyclist, it would mean changing your route. If you are used to that route profile, you know where your strengths are, you know where your weaknesses are. And if it gets bored for you, maybe choose a different route where there's more hills.
Yeah, and we're also talking about instilling habits. So, you know, if you turn something into a habit and you're doing it habitually and you know that it's the compound effect of it will be beneficial to you, it's much easier than trying to drum up the willpower to do it. And we've also mentioned historically that, you know, if you make it into a big deal, then you're less likely to do it. So, you know, instead of you didn't get out of shape overnight, and you're definitely not going to get back into shape by going to the gym once or even once a week. You need to make it a consistent habit in your daily life to actually reap the benefits.
In a society where instant gratification is just on the top of everyone's minds. You're talking complete opposites to instant gratification. It's delayed gratification.
Absolutely. And what we're saying there is, you know, the Bible speaks of picking up your cross on a daily basis. So you are today where you are as a result of your habits yesterday and in the past. And there's nothing you can do about that now other than what you've got control over, which is today, and then you can start effecting the change that you want to see in your future.
John 10:10 says, "The thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy. I have come that they may have life and have it to the full." That's Jesus speaking. And it can also be applied in your health span and your wellness.
Absolutely. You know, and why would you willfully choose to hamstring yourself by not looking after yourself and not loving and caring and nurturing and cherishing your body? And the purpose of doing that is so that you can better glorify the Lord in all that you do and love and serve others. So it's not a narcissistic approach and it's not a selfish approach. You're doing it. You're looking after yourself so that you're not a burden to others as you age and that you are in good health. And that you can be a functioning, contributing member of society. And, you know, we tend to think that it's, you know, like we've said before, it's reframing the way that you think about your nutrition and exercise. It needs to just be a natural as brushing your teeth. You need to be able to do that to reap the benefits of it. So, you know, don't make it out to be this chore when it's actually being active and being physically capable has such positive benefits on your mood and on your well-being that you should be looking at the physiological angle and realize how easy it is for you to, in inverted commas, to hack your health. You know, you through nutrition and exercise, you've got the tools to be able to make tremendous improvements to your health. And there's such a wealth of knowledge, and there's so many professionals and gyms and bios and nutritionists that are out there ready to give you personal advice and help if you don't want to go through figuring it out the hard way yourself.
Well, that is Alec Avarinos, that is in studio with us every Tuesday at 10 past 8, just before the 8:30 headlines. If you want more information, you can also go to almightywarrior.me. Loads of resources over there, right?
Yeah, and I encourage you to do the self-study and figure it out and remember that we're all unique. And you have to figure out for yourself what works for you. And I really just encourage you that it is not as difficult as you make it out in your own mind. So just get off your butt and do something about improving your health and wellness.
Thank you so much for being in studio today.
Pleasure, Birgitta.